Two of the most pressing challenges along the River Thames are overstay boats, that's boats that illegally moor along the river rather than moving on, and of course sewage. I'm Josette Lesser and I'm at Walton Rowing Club with Esher and Walton MP Monica Harding. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, but also always a pleasure to be by the river.
Well, Monica, let's start with being by the river and these overstay boats. What's the problem with this?
So, Esher and Walton is a river community. We have the Thames as our border with London, running across the length of the constituency, and we have the Mole, a chalk stream that runs through the constituency. So we use the river for our leisure, for play, for recreation, and of course a fantastic wildlife habitat. Now, there has been a proliferation of overstay, sunken and derelict boats along the banks of the River Thames, and this has been going on for almost a decade. Started with a handful, we now have almost 250 of them, many of them moored along the banks of the river, unlicensed and staying for long periods of time, for months, sometimes years. And this is causing obstruction to many of our river community. So paddle boarders, rowing clubs, people using their own boats are unable to moor and to launch. But also it's becoming an obstruction to the towpath. Many people who have used the towpath for years, of course our towpaths have been used for centuries along the River Thames, are unable to do so because of antisocial behaviour, because of litter and sometimes pretty aggressive behaviour from some people on these boats. Now, this problem has been allowed to get worse and worse because of inaction and inertia from the Environment Agency, and they are not being held to account. So, when I was elected last July, I made it my business to do something about it. I don't think it's fair. Many people here in Esher and Walton who pay their taxes and live by the rules don't believe this is fair either. So I wrote to the Chief Executive of the Environment Agency and I wrote to the new Minister with responsibility for rivers, the Minister for the Environment, and asked him to do something about it. After numerous meetings with the Environment Agency, I've also been working with the police and Elmbridge Borough Council. Last autumn, we got two of the biggest offenders moved and they were scrapped. Great news. Enforcement notices served on all the boats along the river. Since then, nothing. And that's why I am really cross and I'm trying to push this further. I've taken this to Parliament and I managed to secure a debate where I spoke to the Minister directly and said, you need to do something about it. I've had numerous meetings with resident groups and the resident groups here are brilliant but have been working on this for a long, long time without support. So I'm determined to give them that support and I'm determined to get these boats moved.
How do you stop them coming back though?
It's a very good question. So we need an environment where there is enforcement, and the only enforcers of this by law are the Environment Agency. The Environment Agency have to act up. They have to get these regulations in place. They need to use these enforcement powers to move the boats along. Until the Environment Agency are active on this stretch of river and do the job that they are mandated to do by the government, we're going to have the same problem. So the Environment Agency have to act. So I have a meeting with the Minister as a result of that debate, and I have a meeting also with the Environment Agency. I'll be really forcing this to get some action. Now that the river is flowing more slowly, now is the time that we can do something about it.
Well, one of the reasons that we're at Walton Rowing Club is, of course, not just because of overstay boats, but their problem is the sewage. So what's happening about that?
Our river is polluted. This is something that I campaigned on before I became an MP, and it's something also that I and my party, the Liberal Democrats, are determined to do something about. Now, the government's Water Special Measures Bill goes some of that way, but not far enough. And we laid down numerous amendments to make sure that our rivers get cleaned up. Now, Thames Water have failed in its duty to our rivers to keep them clean. The Mole, which is a river that runs through our constituency, is a chalk stream. Very, very precious environment for wildlife. Last year, 13,000 hours of sewage was pumped into it by Thames Water. That's bad for everyone, but not least the people that use our river. Wild open swimmers, rowers, people just messing around on the river, have to take precautions so they don't swallow what's in the water. And that's not good. Now, we've got some fantastic resident groups. We've got local groups, Viking Sea Scouts, Walton Rowing Club are doing some great work at measuring the contamination in the water so that we can keep people in the water safe. And of course, there's things that you can do. You have to keep your mouth shut if you fall in. You have to wash your hands when you come out of the river. And it's something that I tell my children who row all the time to prevent you getting sick. But we do need to get to the root of this problem, and that is Thames water. At the moment, Thames water are facing 31 criminal investigations into alleged breaches of environmental law. And alongside that, they're planning to award bonuses of £1 million on top of annual salaries and regular bonuses to their executives. This isn't good enough. And I'm really dismayed that the government have refused to take Thames Water into special administration and instead have allowed them to throw good money after bad. They've secured another £3 billion loan, half of which will go on debt in order to invest into Thames Water. Now, that's only going to come out in higher bills for our consumers, for residents here, while still the problem isn't fixed. So I want the government to do much, much more. I want them to take Thames Water into special administration, and I also want the mole, which is a chalk stream, to be given blue flag status to protect it.
Now, you're here today because you're actually going to be doing some water sampling, aren't you?
I am going to be doing some water sampling, and I'm really excited about this. Walton Rowing Club and Viking Sea Scouts are testing the water to keep their rowers safe. So I want to see what the results are, and I also want to pay tribute to our brilliant community that do this stuff so that we can all be safe in the water. What my job is to tackle this problem further upstream, and at its root cause, and make sure that the sewage is not going into our river.
Right, well, we can move over to the river where they're standing and let's go and see what the results are. Right, so we've come down to the river's edge and I'm with
Mike Hendry, Walton Rowing Club.
So Mike, what are you doing here?
We're taking a sample which allows us to either take the sample as a whole to the lab or extract a small sample from that which we can test here on site.
Okay, well, let's do this. Do we stand back, Monica?
Very innovative thing.
It is.
So could you just get well into the flow of the river, just wait till it stops bubbling, and we have a sample. It's as simple as that.
Well, I have to say that this is a bottle at the end of a piece of wood. So really, when Monica says innovative, she's correct. What's going to happen to this now? What are you going to do?
So we're going to take some samples from this and put them onto the cards that we use for enzyme-based testing. And then we'll take the bottle as a whole and take it to a lab where they will do a supplementary test on that. They can do a more comprehensive test, but that takes 3 days to come back, whereas the sample that we do locally, we get the results in 24 hours, so that makes a big difference to us.
Well, obviously we can't stand here for the next 24 hours, but you did do some testing yesterday, I believe. What were the results?
So that was actually relatively satisfactory. It's what they call good, but we call acceptable.
So Monica, how do you feel about that?
Well, look, it's a beautiful day. You can already see people out in their rowing boats on the river enjoying what is an essential part of our community. We shouldn't have to do this. We shouldn't have to test the water in order to go in it. So my job is to do the upstream work here to make sure that the sewage isn't going into the water in the first place. It's really good to know it's satisfactory, but it should be good. This is really essential work for businesses that operate along the river, whose business are being affected because people are worried about their children using the river in case of sickness. Yeah. I know rowers that have written to me and have said that they've had sewage splashing onto their oars and onto their arms when they've been in the water. It's not good enough.
So what do you hope to get from the visit today?
First of all, I want to pay tribute to the community that are taking action like this, to Walton Rowing Club and to the Viking Sea Scouts for testing the water and trying to keep us all safe. But what I want to do is have first-hand experience of what's actually in this water so I can take this back to Parliament and continue to agitate for better regulation so that we have environmental standards in our waters and our rivers and streams so that people can be safe in the water and enjoy their rivers.
With regards to tackling unauthorised moorings, Elmbridge Borough Council says we're aware of the impact unauthorised moorings has on local communities. Tackling unauthorised moorings is complex due to land ownership. Landowners include private landowners and Network Rail, as well as the Environment Agency. We've reviewed the option of taking on the ownership and management of the riverbank in Elmbridge. Unfortunately, with ever-decreasing budgets, coupled with ever-increasing demand on services, we're not in a position to take on the costs and liabilities associated with full riverbank ownership. If you suspect a boat is moored to land without consent, you should first contact the owner of that land to ensure they're aware and can take appropriate action to resolve the matter. Landowners can consider applying to the courts for a possession order or other powers under their jurisdiction to compel boat owners to move their vessel. Meanwhile, an Environment Agency spokesperson added, over recent years, there's been an increase in people living on boats and moorings along the Thames. We've asked our partners to work with us to develop a more sustainable and longer-term approach. This includes additional lawful mooring agreements for compliant users, including exploring residential options and supporting local authority duties around homelessness and housing. With regards to Josette's Thames Water story, a Thames Water spokesperson says they understand the strength of feeling around river health and we're committed to seeing our waterways thrive, but we can't do it alone. Farming, industry, road runoff, wildlife and increasingly extreme weather also play a role in river health, and as demand on infrastructure increases, more investment is needed. We have clear and deliverable plans to upgrade 250 of our sites across the region to increase treatment capacity